He forgot to call Annette. 2 days later, she was riffling through her mail when she came across an envelope from the Department of Corrections in McAllister. Inside was a letter from a deputy warden. "Ms. Hudson, it is with empathy that I must inform you that your brother, Ronald Keith Williamson, number 134846, is scheduled to be executed at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, September 27, 1994. Visiting during the day prior to the execution date will be limited to clergyman, attorney of record, and two other persons who have been approved by the warden. As difficult as it may be, funeral arrangements must be considered, and these arrangements are the responsibility of the family. If this responsibility is not assumed by the family, the state will attend to the funeral. Please inform me of your decision. Sincerely, Ken Klingler." Annette called Renee with the horrible news. Both were distraught and worked hard to convince each other that it couldn't be true. Other conversations followed, and they decided that they would not bring his body back to Ada. It would not be put on display at Criswell's funeral home for the town to gawk at. Instead, they would have a private service and burial in McAllister, by invitation only. Only a few close friends and a few family members would attend. They were informed by the prison that they would be allowed to witness the execution. Renee said she couldn't do it. Annette was determined to be there at the end. The news swept through Ada. Peggy Stillwell was watching the local TV station when she heard the rather surprising report that an execution date had been set for Ron Williamson. Though this was good news, she was angry because no one had informed her. She had been promised that she would be allowed to witness the execution, and she certainly wanted to. Perhaps someone would call in a few days. Annette kept to herself and tried to deny it was happening. Her visits to the prison had become less frequent and shorter in duration. Ronnie was out of his mind and would either yell at her or pretend she wasn't there. Several times she had left after seeing him for less than 5 minutes.